It started very early, almost from the very beginning, the different versions, varied interpretations, different insights, particular emphases on the life of Jesus of Nazareth, so that we might almost hear the cry, "Would the real Jesus please stand up?" For the Gospel of Matthew, the focus is Jesus the Jew, the consummation of the Jewish dream, the messianic hope gathered up and fulfilled in him, Jesus the teacher, whose words unfold the meaning of the ancient law and who speaks with a new kind of authority. For Mark, it was Jesus, the man in a hurry, on his way to embrace his destiny, journeying the bumpy, crazy road to Calvary through opposition, misunderstanding, and finally to death, urgent pacing. Breathless action, few words on a tight schedule. For Luke, it was the careful, researched biopic that was to be the first telling of the story of the church, the broad canvas that put Jesus in the wider context and looked at the big picture, social setting, cross-cultural influences, class and status divisions, establishments and their response to Jesus. While for John, it was a whole different approach, the stunning, daring drama of deliverance, the mystical influence, the deeper resonances, the symbols and the meanings. These were John's concerns and lay behind his approach. Careful selection and rescheduling led John to highlight some aspects, ignore others. In his profound theological analysis, everything meant something, and like a true dramatist, he takes risks with time and place and dialogue to draw out the truth that sets us free. Any man is so many different things, relates to people in so many different ways across innumerable connections. Who can be grasped, still less the Son of God? That richness and complexity, that essential mystery, is revealed when we see how the cinema has tried so hard to unveil the secret that is Jesus. This today is how many people will have their encounter with him visually in the darkness of a cinema or a theatre. On screen, who is this Jesus? Which Jesus do we meet? Max von Sydow, in The Greatest Story Ever Told, commits the unforgivable sin of making Jesus tediously dull. Using an overly reverential tone, the movie tells his story at solemn and spectacular length, and as one critic put it, does not let you forget for a single second its 4 hours. Another critic at the time put it this way: God is unlucky in The Greatest Story Ever Told. His only begotten son turns out to be a bore. David Essex's Godspell portrays Jesus as the cheeky chappy, the hippie raconteur, buster of pompous bubbles, weaver of magical tales and parables, full of wit, energy and irreligious spontaneity. Is this the real Jesus? Robert Powell, the blue-eyed icon of Zeffirelli's Jesus of Nazareth, presents someone beautiful, serene, at peace with who he was, always in control of the situation, making brave choices that lead inevitably and inexorably to dangerous consequences, and within him a burning passion for God and for his truth, regardless of the cost of pursuing that truth. Ah, those piercing eyes. Told in the lavish, rich, velvety colours reminiscent of the old masters, the Jesus of Zeffirelli's film presents with such grace and humanity that it pains us at the deepest level to see him battered and savaged in the last hours of his life. Scorsese's Last Temptation of Christ caused a huge furore as he focused his camera lens on how he saw the humanity of Jesus, the assumption that when he was tempted in all points as we are, these were real seductive temptations that sought to rob him of his vision for God and deflect him from his mission. Scorsese zooms in on the tortured genius, the pressure cooker of Christ's walk with God, the reality of his human needs and longings. Not some divinized, mythological giant of a man, but the carpenter who grew tired, had longings, felt real emotional anguish, as he paid the price of his obedience to the call to be the saviour of the world. Not surprisingly, as the communist film director Pasolini, in his moving classic The Gospel According to Matthew, explores his interpretation of the life of Christ, Jesus the communist emerges, the Jesus who gets his hands dirty, whose identification with the poor brings him into uncomfortable conflict with the establishment, and whose call for justice brings an inevitable clash with the authorities, whose business is to exploit and crush. This is Jesus, the man fired with social concern and a deep sympathy for the underdog. Gritty realism and bruising life encounters are where Pasolini sees the issues for a true understanding of the life of Jesus, the liberator of the oppressed. And his death, like that of Che Guevara, is martyrdom as champion of the poor. Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar invites us to see a Jesus swept along by events, powerless against betrayals, confused about his own status and identity, and causing consternation even among his closest followers, who wonder, who does he think he is? Enigmatic, a man of mystery, who finds himself in the end defeated and broken, betrayed and abandoned, waving, as it were, a futile fist in the face of history. Which of them gets it right tells the whole story, the true story. Which Jesus do we know, believe in, trust? Just because there are many facets to any individual, it's no barrier to us knowing them and loving them. A man is his children's father, his wife's lover, his mother's son. He's none of these things only, and all of them sometimes. This is the complexity and richness of our individuality. As we read the Gospels, we get elements of the story, aspects of the character, glimpses of truth, and out of that we reach our own understanding of Jesus. And if we are blessed, that will be an understanding that evolves. We may have been taught the stern Jesus, but come to know the tender. We may settle too easily for the teacher and miss out on the friend. We may warm to the gentle Jesus and rather want to avoid the angry Jesus. We may take to the healer, but avert our eyes from the crucified, broken Jesus. We may cling to the cross and think long and deep on the wounded Jesus, the sacred heart, the nail prints, and shy away from the risen Lord who calls us to love him and to love him and to love him. We may respect the moralist, but resist the man of God. We're going to sing a very personal hymn in a moment that directs us to a crucial truth. The hymn is, My Jesus, My Saviour. And this is truly the only Jesus that matters, the one we know and choose to follow, whose words and whose will speak to our soul and who calls us by name. All the other interpretations and attempts to sum him up, to know him, to describe him, are without worth compared with the Jesus we know, who seeks us out, dares us to discipleship, and assures us of his presence with us always. The other fictions, biographies, descriptions, all the efforts to sum up who Jesus is and what his life and death and rising are all about, are worth little to us, offering us only clues and signposts, hints and tantalising impressions. They are only of partial and limited value, because they are about the Jesus out there. The one that matters is the Jesus in here. My Jesus, my Saviour.